This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. How are we all?
Hey, what's going on?
Callum, I need you to be more honest. You must be feeling a certain type of way about the fact that your team is in the fucking World Cup semi-final tonight.
I'm really not.
What is with you guys?
He doesn't get to experience any of the happiness if they do win because he's in the worst country in the world for that.
That's true, actually.
For supporting England.
But in years gone by, I have been. I remember maybe it's the longer that I get here and the longer that I am here, the less connection I have.
Your mom's in Nottingham. Is she buzzing? Is she feeling it? Like, is there loads of support
really
around? Is there a buzz in the air?
I saw that Tesco Expresses are closing at 7 o'clock on Sunday if England make it to the final because Tesco Express stays open until 11 o'clock every night.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Like, they're paying the staff and everything, so that's good.
That's sound.
Yeah, so like, I moved here in 2017 and I remember the 2018 Russia World Cup, I was buzzing. I was all, it's coming home. I was stereotypical.
When was
English.
That, 2018?
2018.
Yeah, I remember that one. I genuinely thought it was coming home.
Yeah.
And it nearly did.
That was the first year, really, because the 2016 Euro was absolutely shite for England. That was the one where they got knocked out by Iceland.
Yeah.
And they got to the semi-finals of the 2018 World Cup.
Was it the Euros, I'm thinking, against Italy?
That was Euros, yeah.
That was the final, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then from there, it's progressed and they've gotten better and better and better. But as I've been here more and more time, my support has diminished less and less. I'm always going to be a club man. I will go through Forest till the day I die.
Mm.
And when I'm here, I will go out of my way.
You'll fly home with that to support them, won't you? Yeah,
to watch Forest. But like last Wednesday, I was in the Bord Gáis, missed an England match. Maybe it wasn't last Wednesday, but there was something on that I missed an England match. I've barely seen any England matches in full this World Cup.
Mm. Yeah.
But I will watch tonight.
And
tonight
it's going to be probably the biggest match of the year.
Yeah. I will stay up. I will stay up to full time, and then if it goes to extra time and penalties, I'll move to bed and watch it on my phone.
What's tomorrow's show? Can we cope with me having a few drinks tonight? It's not too heavy, is it? We're grand. Tomorrow's a bit of crack. Curly quiz sort to sell.
I only had two last night. I was really happy with myself. I only had
one
per half.
Where did you go last night?
Humphreys and Ranelagh. But I only had one per half.
That's a good way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't want to go mad because I was like, I could easily have four here. I could easily have five.
Nah. Was it busy?
Yeah, it was rammed. Like, couldn't get a seat. Like, we had a seat though.
I say the bus would be incredible tonight. I think you should be out for Callum.
There's no way really.
Also, you can't really go out as an English fan. Like,
you can't.
Really.
Unless you're in a group.
Unless you went to
when they're playing, and
unless you went to Temple Bar or something.
It's a bit different, I know, when it's such high stakes. But like, Jack would often sit in the Bottle Tower and watch, and like people get to slagging. But like,
would you wear the jersey?
No.
I've seen a couple of England jerseys around actually recently.
To be fair, there was lads watching at my local there the other day, and they were going mad. And I was a little bit like, shut up.
I'm not saying that he has a thing about not wearing the jersey or whatever, but I just now think in my head.
I don't have an England jersey.
I don't think he has one either. I think he just has like all his Leeds stuff.
I did like your pub was the first pub that I saw that got rid of the England flag from the bunting.
Yes.
Dave's.
Yeah. They had tied it up with zip ties, which I thought was hilarious.
I suppose if they ripped it off, that's a bit
more extreme.
But,
yeah,
but there is, I don't know if you've seen the bus adverts, there's Paddy Power once going around, and they kind of changed it on a cycle, and they've got the bunting around, but then the England flag is kind of like falling away.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just like, it's those subtle nods that are very funny.
I love that.
It's just so silly. It's tongue in cheek and it's a bit messy
because it's like football.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what to say to you about later. Best looks feels inappropriate.
We are going
to
be either really depressed or really happy tomorrow.
Enjoy the match, I guess.
Good luck.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
What's happening?
How
Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Flying this week.
Do you know what? I'm really enjoying this weather. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, the last few days have been lovely. It's not as sticky as it was, kind of a thing. Yeah.
It's really nice. And do you know what? I left the house yesterday, walked to the Lewis in just a t-shirt. Mm. Winter me could not fathom
that idea.
That idea of that.
I'm here this morning in a pair of shorts, like madness.
Now, you see, that's where I cross the line. That's for me crosses the line.
No legs out in work.
It's not even that. It's just there's AC in work. It does be cold in work.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no AC anywhere else. So as soon as I leave work, I'm roasting. But in work, perfectly normal temperature.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? I was always giving out about that, that like you can never wear your nice bits to work because the place does be freezing. But as of late, things have improved around here. The temperature monitor has moved to within our control. We no longer have to bother Mr. Ian Dempsey of Today FM to go in and change the temperature in our studio.
Hello, sir. Sorry, sir. I'm just minus 1 degree in my studio there,
it's
sir.
It's absolutely freezing next door.
Fine. Get on with it, he used to say.
22 degrees here now. It's lovely. How do you feel about toes out in work?
No, absolutely not. Not even like... I'm not really grossed out by feet. Like I feel like a lot of people are very dramatic when it comes to feet, and they're just like, "Oh my god, they're so gross." They're relaxed, you know what I mean. But in the workplace, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not vibing with it. It's, you know, people who come in the sandals, flip flops that are stylish now. No.
Yeah, what's going on with this? Can we just talk for a second about these flip flops that smell nice? What's going on there?
What are you talking about?
So I was watching Unseen Bits on Saturday night because I have a very exciting life.
Love Island.
Maybe I caught up with it on Sunday. But yeah, Unseen Bits of Love Island on Saturday. And it was a clip of our very own Queen, Charlene Murphy. Mm-hmm. And Lorenzo and her were chatting in this clip. And her flip-flops were like cherry or banana scented.
Class.
And she was showing them to him. And he was like, so like, what's the point? You just pick them up and
smell
them.
Is it like those balloons, those balls you used to get in the circus that smelt like berries?
That's the idea, I think.
Kind of bouncy ones.
But they're all the rage now. Who knew flip-flops would eventually have their moment in fashion?
Savage.
Flip-flops are the new thing for summer 2020.
Bring me there.
Yeah. You can have your toes out and work if they smell like bananas.
Dead right. Well, no, if they smell like berries. Over the last couple of weeks, it's been an interesting time for me because I revealed something. Well, actually, Emma, you revealed something on the show that I have not been stopped being slated for since you said it.
Good.
And that is the fact that I, when Dublin are playing in the football, I will wear a Dublin jersey.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were told on the show that that doesn't really wash, as
it
you are a proud
really
Meath man. However, you decided to go against the public vote on the show. People actually gave their time to share their opinions and go back the other day and throw back on a Dublin jersey.
See, I said this, right? And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but no one seems to. That when Dublin are playing football, I support Dublin. When Galway are playing hurling, I support Galway. When Meath are playing ever, I will support Meath.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way I'm going. However, obviously this has caused a lot of contention. My friends are constantly slagging me for wearing a Dublin jersey.
Now because of this, like...
Constantly slagging me for wearing a Galway jersey.
Okay.
Constantly pretending that I want to be anywhere else than from Meath, which is not true. I'm very, very happily from Meath and a proud Meath man. However, we got an email yesterday. And the email... was from a man named Cahill O'Sullivan.
This is going to cause a problem for you, you conflicted man.
And the email said this. Hi all, get your hats, flags and headbands at the ready. The All-Ireland final happens the next two weekends. So we are bringing back, on Friday, County Colours Day. And I have the opportunity to do the funniest thing in the world. And wear a Dublin jersey.
I'm upset that you didn't take the feedback on board that you got that day, man. He's just taken everything that we discussed and went, nah, I don't care, up the Dubs.
I just think...
You did say that you support Dublin when they're playing, however...
Playing football.
Yeah, and they're not in the All-Ireland final.
No, they're not.
So why would you wear that jersey on Friday?
I literally, the only reason... would be to annoy everybody.
Okay, right,
because,
okay.
As I said during the week, Dubs, for some reason, have this level of, I don't know what it is, but they're just on their high horse.
Mm.
So when they see a non-Dub wearing their jersey, it's like, oh, who does your culty fella think he is? Right? Or if you're like my cousin, who does your culty fella think he is? You know what I mean? That's disgusting. But... if I wear that, it will annoy everyone.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really, really funny. But if I wear a Meath jersey,
yeah,
I'm still going to go, thought you were a Dub?
Yeah.
You sure you're wearing a Dublin jersey to the Dublin match? Today? I cannot win. I might take it off. I might actually just get an annual leave day.
Just think you need to get the Meath jersey on you. What are you at?
Okay, so you think Meath...
Oh God, yeah, for the County Colours Day at least, because it's not like, okay, fair enough. We had the conversation on the show, we really got into the thick of it. They decided, no, you can't really wear a Dublin jersey. But look, I understand if the Blues are playing, you're going to wear a Dublin jersey.
It's so
fair
funny,
enough.
Isn't it? Right?
But in this particular case, it's just supporting your county, not a particular match.
I know.
So wear your Meath jersey.
This is why I was going to wear Meath, but just I also to just, oh, just yeah, think yeah. It'd be really, really funny to annoy people. Like, think of Charlie's face. Charlie is our what is he?
Facilities manager.
Facilities manager. Proper, like
proper
bleeds blood. Bleeds yeah. blue. Do yeah, you know what yeah. I mean, that kind of guy. And imagine his face if I was in a Dublin jersey and then told him I was from Meath. Just the fact that I said I was from Meath, I think he might get sick. But then if he saw the jersey, he's going to have a throw a banger on Friday, I'll tell you that much.
I think the only way you should be allowed to wear the Dublin jerseys to the County Colours game is if there's like a little tag on you or a kind of a poster attached, pinned to your jersey with I am from Meath.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
On the front and back.
Would you wear one of those little ribbons, you know, the ones that people make around your head that is Meath colours?
That's fun. No, I like the thought of wearing the Meath jersey, but the little blue band. I like that. I think that'd be funny.
And then what do the... I don't think in GAA games they wear them, but you know the little wristbands that in some sports people wear around the wrist for sweat?
That's the same thing. Oh, the wristbands.
Yeah, then do them in Galway. Just be a really conflicted guy.
That's a really
Dublin, Meath and Galway. Just mix it all up.
Now, my mum and dad both work in Drogheda. They don't live in Drogheda. They're from Meath, but they live in Meath, but they work in Drogheda. Mm. So they went to the Louth game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was like, now why can they wear Louth colours, but I can't wear Dublin colours?
Did they wear Louth colours?
Yeah.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because that's very close to the border.
I suppose all their customers are from Louth. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I had tickets to Dermot Kennedy last weekend, but if I didn't have those tickets, there was a real possibility that I would have been in Croke Park supporting Louth.
What?
The week, because my girlfriend's Linda's, one side of her family is from Louth, and obviously Louth haven't done that well in the last couple of years.
See, this is what I don't understand. I'd say if Linda wore a Louth jersey, everyone would be like, well done, Linda. She's supporting the GAA. But if she was from Louth and wore a Dublin jersey, everyone would be going mad like that. What are you wearing that for? That's not on his name.
It is a little bit, yeah. There
it
is
doesn't make sense.
A bit of hypocrisy goes
Aaron's
on with the whole
message
thing.
Saying wear a Kerry jersey. You don't know who you support anyway, so you may yeah. jump on the bandwagon.
Same colours as me, anyway.
Dermot Kennedy now in Turnstile here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. I'm just glad I'm not here on Friday for any of it, to be honest. Taylor Swift fans are spending their money kind of stupidly at the moment. Look, this is just my opinion, I suppose. I think it's mad stuff. But
is it the vinyls again?
It's not the vinyls. Oh yeah, when she releases them all in different colours or something.
That was crazy.
Was that her?
That is just nuts. Mm.
No, instead what they're doing is, this is worse, to be honest. They're buying rubbish, as in stuff that was lying on the ground in New York City around where she got married at Madison Square Garden a couple of weeks back. Okay. There's a guy on TikTok. He is a smart man. His name is Justin Gignac. And he's not only a litter picker in New York City by choice, he's also a TikToker. And interestingly, he finds quirky, you know, stuff that shouldn't really be rubbish, I guess, and sells it on a website. And he makes some sort of a living out of it and does all right for himself. So obviously he rose to the opportunity of, okay, I do this anyway. Let's see what kind of rubbish is laying around outside Madison Square Garden during and around the wedding from fans who are in the area. I mean, you know, people who are massive Swifties might say, oh, maybe some of her guests dropped that particular thing, etc. But he's put them all into these little, what would you say, little tiny containers. Yeah, like little keyring sized containers, and has been selling basically the Taylor Swift rubbish on his website from around the wedding. It's titled NYC Pocket Garbage, the Not Invited Edition, Taylor and Travis's Wedding. And he had items listed for up to $25, right? He's talking about it on TikTok.
I wanted to come out and do the New York City Garbage Not Invited Edition. Obviously dressed for the occasion. I know a lot of people wanted to be here today to support their girl, T. Swift. I couldn't be here, so I'm picking up garbage around Madison Square Garden as close as you would have gotten, so you can be here in spirit and carry around a piece of their wedding day in your pocket wherever you go.
Do you know what it's giving? Can I give a really niche reference?
Please.
I don't think anyone is going to get this. In The Office,
yes,
there is a character that we never meet called the Scranton Strangler, right? Okay. And he's driving past the office being chased by a load of police, and Michael goes out to the street and collects a load of gravel from the road and puts it in a jar. Yeah. And he says, I'll always remember the Scranton Strangler driving on our road. And he'll say to his grandkids, You sell this gravel and buy yourself a spaceship. That is the exact same. Who wants that?
I know. And the type of crap in there. Like, you're talking cigarette butts, lads, going for $25. It's mental. Bottle caps, straws, candy wrappers, sweet wrappers. Police caution tape that was around the venue at the time.
It's interesting that all of this is a thing, because also sometimes I do stuff like this where... Like, say, for example, right? I don't know, like, you're at a concert and there's confetti. I used to keep some of the confetti.
Oh, for a little memory box.
As a memory, yeah. And now I have confetti in my room and I don't know why.
I did that on the weekend.
But then,
did you, Callum? Yeah. Where did you keep it all?
Just on the shelf.
Yeah. I get weirdly, like, what's that word where you...
Sentimental.
Sentimental about things. Yeah. Like, Pippa got me golf balls and... I hit one the other day and I lost it because I'm terrible. Aww. And I can't stop thinking about the fact I lost it, so I won't hit any more of the other ones she hit me. Even though they're made for hitting.
I know, but you want to keep it because
they're not
she
made
gave
for
it
losing.
To you.
No.
Oh, I didn't know you were so sentimental. Utensils were in there, a rainbow fan, and even an ovulation test kit. Don't know if it was used or not used, but I was thinking about
who's
the other kind of...
that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. What happened there? Curious about that story more so than the item. There was also a novelty item, TMZ are reporting on, a bag of air from the venue, going for almost 50 grand.
Just about to bring up, there was a thing, I think, you see like when Harry Styles performs and when Taylor did the air
the
as well. There's
all,
these joke ones where it's like a bag, a lunch bag of
that's
air from
so
the game.
Funny.
Taylor Swift could have breathed in the bag.
Oh my
that
god.
Amazing.
Looking back to other things like this that have sold for big money, a clip of Justin Bieber's hair got over $40,000 back in 2011. He gifted it to Ellen DeGeneres. She put them up for auction, and this is before she was all cancelled and all. And all the proceeds went to an animal rescue organisation. So that's
cool.
Good. Justin Timberlake's half eaten French toast at a hotel, he left it behind, sold for over $1,000 in the year 2000. This guy put the leftover breakfast, he put it up for auction, and a 19-year-old, what 19-year-old has over $1,000 to spend on half-eaten toast? Anyway, there you go. Scarlett Johansson, her used snotty tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008 went for over $5,000 for charity. And finally, chewing gum from Miss Britney Spears sold for over $14,000.
I can see the appeal, but I don't know what you do with the thing after. Like, you are a little bit like, that's cool. Like, that was in their mouth.
If you're that much, crazy. If you're that much of a super fan, maybe you'd like give it to, you know, a really nice framer and get them to put it into a really nice, you know, they can almost chew it up nice.
That's Britney's chewing gum there.
Circa 2000. Interesting. Wouldn't be me, but you do you. And delighted for this rubbish picker. He's making a killing.
Hello. Oh, right. It's World Cup, innit? Football. Let's talk about it, because we're getting you match ready with the FIFA World Cup meal for adults, available now at McDonald's. And we got loads of €50 McDonald's vouchers for you to win this morning. Bosh.
Well done.
Thank you.
Was really impressive.
Thank you very much.
Is your voice a bit sore after that?
Yeah, a little bit.
You can select 9 nuggets or a Big Mac meal with fries and a drink and score one of 6 limited edition cups we've got.
Did
as
you watch
Dave
the match?
Said. I did, kind of. I was up and down the stairs trying to pack a bag for the weekend, but every time there was like a goal opportunity, Jack's kind of screaming at the telly, made me run down. I saw all the goals. It was interesting.
There wasn't many goals.
Yeah,
two goals last night.
Yeah.
I thought they outplayed.
I was like, Mbappe, Mbappe.
Mbappe.
He wasn't very good, was he? And I had high expectations for this man.
I honestly, with Doué, Dembele, Mbappe, all on the pitch, I was like, surely something. Even at the 91st minute, there was 5 minutes left because it went to 6 minutes out. Yeah. I was like, don't count France out. Never count them out.
I was the same. I was like, they could turn it around here. You
cast
just
your
know.
Mind back to the World Cup final 4 years ago. They were like 2-0 down or something like that. They crawled back to your 3-3 to go to penalty.
It was such a strange way. I think the RT commentator we were watching it on was like, they whimpered out of the World Cup, which is such a shameful way to
In
go.
In fairness, it's
you
a
know,
good way of describing it.
Out of the World Cup. Look, we're looking ahead to tonight. It's England-Argentina at 8, and we want to chat to you and give you €50 McDonald's vouchers. So first in line one there is Yvonne. Did you watch the match last night?
I did indeed.
And what did you think of it? Wasn't it absolutely terrible showing from France?
Oh my god, I really thought we were going to win it.
I know, it was so shocking.
I did too, to be honest.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted, I was in a weird position where I wanted France to win because I thought if England get through, France will beat England.
Mm.
But having watched them last night, no chance they'd beat England.
Were you also just glued on Yamal's little brother? Is that his name?
Yeah.
So cute.
He's so great.
Oh, he's like the star of the World Cup in a way, isn't he, that little boy?
Well, Yvonne, tonight is England versus Argentina at 8 o'clock. What is your prediction? Who's winning?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think England have a good chance. I think they're playing really, really well.
Yvonne, I actually agree with you. I totally agree with you. But listen, if you're saying England, were you writing down England by your name?
I'm writing England, yeah.
All right, Yvonne, thank you very much.
No, I want
Argentina. I know.
It was very brave of you to come on and say that, Yvonne. A €50 McDonald's voucher on the way to you.
Oh, lovely.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's bounce over to line two. Ali is there. How are you?
I'm good. This is so exciting.
Oh, is it? That's good. Was the match last night very good in your eyes, or did you watch it?
But you know what? I was actually at a Shamrock Rovers match last night.
Were you good? You went to see Pico.
Yeah, so I had it on my phone, but we were watching the Rovers match now.
There's no way that Pico was playing last night already, was he?
Was he
back in action?
Yeah, he was back. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Was he? I'd say you got some welcome, didn't you, Ali?
Friday's his big welcome now.
Ah, very good.
Nice one. Okay, and then looking ahead to tonight, what do you think's going to happen here? England, Argentina. Who's going to take it to the final?
Have to say Argentina now, wouldn't you?
You would have to say Argentina now.
Is that what you really think?
I have them in my family's sweepstake as well. So
nice one.
Fingers crossed.
That'd be great. Yeah. How many is in your family and how many teams did you get each?
We got 3 teams each.
Oh, wow.
What were your other two?
Yeah, I got Morocco, Argentina and Cape Verde.
Oh, very nice. Fantastic, nice teams to have. Okay, listen, just for predicting what's going to happen later on tonight, you've won yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher, Ali.
Delighted.
Enjoy the game tonight.
Day, Ali.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
You too. Good luck.
Bye. Over to line three. Emma, how are you?
Hiya. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad. Emma, have you been watching the World Cup?
I have.
And who is your player of the tournament?
Whoever scores a goal against England.
Oh, very good. I like that, Emma.
With that in mind, we're looking ahead to the match tonight. Who do you think is going to do it? England or Argentina? Place your prediction down.
Argentina 2-0.
2-0, you're saying, okay.
Locking it in.
I'm confident, yeah.
Nice one. Congratulations. €50 McDonald's voucher on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
See you, Emma. Bye.
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 And over there on line four is Jake. Hello.
How are you, Jake?
How's things, all right?
Who is your standout player of the World Cup tournament?
Jude Bellingham,
to be fair, is a shout.
He did really well.
He has been really good. Mm. With that being said, what is your prediction for tonight? Argentina, England?
2-1, England.
Oh, wow.
You think they're going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
interesting.
Well, Jake, thank you very much for your prediction. Just for that, you've won a €50 McDonald's voucher. Have a fantastic
day. Thanks very much.
Enjoy the game tonight.
You too, appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. We do obviously have an English man in the room. Callum, how are you feeling today? Is it a bit of a buzz? Is kind of waking up on, you know, the day in school when you're going on your school tour and you wake up with a bit of a buzz in your belly?
Do you have your little treat?
Yeah. Do you have your little treat for this evening?
Do you remember before the World Cup, maybe 6 weeks ago, I was like, it's not coming home. Kind of think it might
really
be.
Do
you? After the match last night, I think if England get through tonight,
yeah,
I think there's a very strong chance that football might come home.
My
I'm
God.
Watching your Amazon history cart now just to see if he's buying fireworks to stick in his bum.
If you see fireworks in Santry on Sunday, it's Callum. Okay, it's all him.
She doesn't get the reference. I don't think.
Oh, I know. I don't. In your bum.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what the English fan did the last time they were in a final.
In the Euro 2020 finals.
Outside Leicester Square and stuck a rocket in their bum.
Yeah.
Are they dead?
No, it went up.
Oh my God, that sounds awful. You know, last night I was saying to Jack for dinner, should we make like Spanish tapas? Because we'd be up for Spain.
You're so cute. No, that's adorable. I love that.
We didn't do it because I am all talk and no action. I was like, I don't know if I want to make an eggy thing.
You've great ideas.
And then today I was like, Johnny Yorkshire pudding as well.
Is World Cup fever rife in your house with Jack today?
I don't really know. He's kind of chill about it, to be honest. But then I'd say today, I said last night, like, how are you feeling about tomorrow? And he was like, I'll think about it tomorrow.
He didn't want to talk
about it yet.
I was watching a TikTok that made me realise this is huge for Argentina. And now it's huge for England as well. England have never played Messi. Messi has never played England. This is a huge thing. But also due to the kind of Falklands, this is huge for Argentina.
Yeah.
Because of the Falkland War and things like that. Like, this is so
a big rivalry.
Like, in Argentina, it's just pure. That's all they talk about.
Is this historically, like, how we feel as well?
Yeah, it would be. But it was a lot more recent.
History.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know much about it. But yeah, it's huge for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
they'll be
giving it their all. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be fantastic.
And thank God it's at a time that, like, isn't too late.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if it goes to extra time and penalties, it'll be all wrapped up by 11.
Yeah, grand. Perfect.
We can do that. Even Callum can do that.
Yeah. I will be up.
Well done.
Well, I'm actually really proud of you for
Thank
that.
You.
I am filling in a workplace survey.
Right.
where it is.
These are the anonymous surveys now, Dave.
Apparently, an anonymous survey. Now, I always get very worried that it's not actually anonymous and there's spies in the background going, oh, we know that that was Dave. So I'm just going, strongly agree to everything.
Are you really?
I love it here. And you'll never know any different. Ah, no, it's great. So yeah, that's my entire survey. It's just telling them how fantastic they are.
Is it very long?
It's so long.
How long?
I've been at it for 10 minutes. I'm only 71% through.
Oh my God. I'm all that ahead of me.
But they're
going to
be so excited when they hear, I think the place is fantastic.
Give me an idea of a question.
I understand how my role contributes to the company. Oh.
Do you?
Haven't a breeze.
Tricky. The tricky 10. Dave's like, I don't really know why I'm here.
I don't know how I got here. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know how I'm still here. But I'm not leaving.
And I'm having a great time.
And I'm having a great time. And I think the facilities are excellent.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. On Spin. When I wake up. Let's get it.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I know you're not talking to me. We're talking to you.
We're talking to you.
You
listening. Yes, I don't care how Emma is.
Yes, you
don't. I care how you are. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Emma, I have a dilemma.
Oh.
And your name is... You can't spell dilemma without Emma.
True, so tip me up. What's going on?
I have my own aftershave. Not like my own line of aftershave, but I have an aftershave that I would usually wear.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the green Ralph Lauren.
Lovely.
Right. But then for Christmas, Santa brought me the red Ralph Lauren. Because obviously he's Santa, he wears red. Red.
That is his favourite colour.
Now I don't know whether to go back to green because that's the one I like. Or do I continue with red because that's the one people expect of me. However, I have just Googled Ralph Lauren polo aftershave. And there is a blue one now.
Oh.
Should I go with the blue one?
How has the...
There's a black one too.
How has the change over to the red one been? Have you been enjoying it?
I used to wear the red one.
No, Santa brought you the red one.
No, I know, but I used to wear the red
one. A long time ago.
A long time ago. And that's why Santa brought it to me, because he was like... Obviously, Santa hadn't updated his list of things I like. So... That's my dilemma at the moment. Do I go to the green, which is my one, even though everyone expects me to wear the red now? Because sometimes people walk by me and go, you smell nice. And I go, thanks so much. Happens very rarely. But
I would say that if you go back to the green, it could just mix things up and it's a bit like a new era for you in 2026.
I think I might go with the blue, you know. Although, I don't even know if they're going to have it.
What's really upsetting me at the moment is, you know the Dior Sauvage? It's really nice. Like, it's actually an aftershave for men. But someone gifted it to me for my 30th, thinking it was a perfume a few years ago. And I love it. So my go-to perfume, quote-unquote, is aftershave.
For men?
That's what I wear, yeah.
You're joking.
I wear aftershave.
So you wear Lynx Africa and Dior for men.
Well, I don't by choice wear Lynx Africa, but there is some Lynx African work and I was desperate the other day. But yeah, I smell like a man, proudly. And Jack now constantly uses it.
Yeah, because he's a man.
I know, and I'm like, that's mine. Get your paws off me is perfume.
Is there not like a certain one for a woman? No?
I'm very happy now. I won't be changing. That's my one now. And
I think that's weird. I'm a very like women forward person. I'm a huge feminist. I think that's odd.
I've been wearing it for years.
But also, in fairness, Callum does wear women's aftershave, and women's deodorant. And I think that's weird.
Yeah. No, all the way, I've always worn the aftershave. I'm wrong in saying it was my 30th. It was longer ago than that. For some birthday, someone gifted it to me and didn't realise it was actually an aftershave. And I love it. But the problem is, it'll get robbed.
Do you know what, Emma Nolan? You do what you want, and I respect that.
Thank you. Have you ever noticed the smell off me?
No, just bang a man off you.
Just thought you look like one. Yay. Not that you smell like one.
Who know that moaning could take up so much time in a sound?
It's like Dory doing the whale sounds.
It literally is. Let's do a Dory version of that song because it's just that. Okay, stick around. Electric Picnic, if you want to go, we got your tickets after 9 o'clock this morning. But first,
Tricky 10,
yes.
This is the game where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get all of them right and you will win $2,000. Top the leaderboard, win a flight voucher. Who's on to play?
It's Gillian. How are you?
Yeah, all good, thank you. All good.
Were you watching the match last night?
Yes, I was. Most of it anyway.
You stayed up late, Gillian, did you?
Oh, very late, yeah.
And what are you... And you're up early now because it's just gone 8, so you're ready for the day, even though you stayed up for the match last night. You got a good sleep. What is the plan for you for the day?
I'm working. I'm on my way to work now, yeah. And then I have probably a dip in the sea later on.
Oh, very nice.
A dip in the sea, good on you. Are you a sea swimmer at all times of the year, or are you just really enjoying the weather?
Just summer now. I'm not brave enough.
I still haven't braved it. Still haven't braved it. And Jilly, what do you do for work?
I'm in sales.
You're in sales. Oh, can you describe what it is you sell? Or you could just tell us, that'd be easier, but sometimes people are weird about that.
No, it's drones. So it's actually a pretty cool one.
That is the coolest answer you could have given.
Dave is so happy right now, you've no idea, Julian.
This
is
his thing on the show like a year ago about the drones in
delivery.
Plant.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Like as a service as well. So we don't sell the actual drones; just sell the service of them. So
that's so cool of you, Jillian. Yeah, that is right up Dave's street. Anything techie, he's like, tell me more.
Tell me more. Oh,
all right,
amazing.
Look, let's try and win you $2,000, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it, Jillian. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and will not repeat. And then I'm going to ask you 10 questions after about the drones. Okay, we're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. Don't pass it. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Ryanair voucher. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you $2,000. Sylvia currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5. She did that in 52.18 seconds. So hopefully you can beat it, Jillian, and get yourself top of that leaderboard or win that $2,000 if you answer them all correct. Emma's going to ask your questions. Best of luck. Here we go.
Okay, you good to go?
Yeah, all good.
Let's
you.
Do it. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 3/4 of a dozen?
8.
How many letters are there in the word banishment?
9.
Ed Sheeran's 2019 album was called the number what collaborations project?
5.
The tallest building in the USA is called the what World Trade Center?
1.
How many goals were scored in the France-Spain game in total last night?
2.
In computing, how many bits make up a byte?
10.
The Order of the Phoenix was what number book of the Harry Potter series?
3.
In bowling, if you were to score a turkey, how many strikes have you hit in a row?
4.
In rugby, a try and a conversion add up to what in total?
6.
And the comedy The Good Place ran for...
Pick a number.
Time.
We can't continue the question, but you can pick a random number between 1 and 10, and hopefully that's the answer.
I'm
going to
say 7.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jillian, how do you think you got on?
Oh, God, I have no idea. It's so much harder on the radio, as everyone says.
Why? Why is it harder on the radio, out of interest?
My heart is racing.
Is it?
I say the adrenaline is something else.
Do you know what? What's unfortunate is the first question was a really tough one. I had the answer there in front of me, and I was like, yeah, but why is that the answer? I hadn't a clue of the maths. All right, Jillian, what would you be happy with out of a score of 10?
Maybe even like a 4.
A 4? All right, let's see what your score was.
0, 1, 2.
Oh, that's tough.
Jillian, you said, I felt like I could feel your face go into your hands there.
Oh, no. Look, not to worry, it happens. They were hard,
I think.
They
were hard. And you know what's really annoying is you were pretty close for most of them. Like, most of your guesses were just like maybe 1 or 2 off. Let's go through some of the ones... /8 of the ones you got wrong. What is 3/4 of a dozen? You said 8, but the answer is 9. Very tough first question, so that's okay. How many letters are in the word banishment? You panicked on this one and you just went for 9 when there's actually 10. Ed Sheeran's 2019 album was called the number 6 collaborations project as opposed to 5. In computing, 8 bits make up a byte, not 10. In the Order of the Phoenix was the number 5th book and not the 3rd book in the series for Harry Potter. In bowling, if you were to score a turkey, how many strikes have you hit in a row? The answer was 3, not 4. In rugby, a try and a conversion add up to what?
Still don't know.
Neither would I.
A 7 instead of 6. And the comedy The Good Place ran for how many seasons? You said 7, but the answer was only 4. Great.
Callum, how do you feel about that now? You're responsible for those questions.
I know, and I am sorry if they were a bit tricky this morning, but it is the name of the game. But what Dave said, you were close. You were only 1 point out from 5 questions.
That's
my God.
So on another day, you could have scored a 7.
Can I ask, Jillian, did you write them down? Did you have 1 to 10 written down in front of you?
I did, yeah.
Okay. I want to demo this. I do want to, like, try it, but I'd love to be out there somewhere and use Ring Me and play it and try both methods and see what works best. Fair. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a good thing, but it could really put you off as well. You know?
Jillian, we're so sorry. I hope you feel okay, though, do you?
yeah.
Gillian, you sell drones. You're cool.
You're cool as hell. And Gillian, make sure and come back to us and make sure and get a redemption for your 2 out of 10.
I will do. Thanks so much.
Mind yourself.
Bye, Gillian.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, so we're going to play again after 9. The score to beat remains a 5. If you think you can do better than a 5, you could win yourself a flight voucher Friday. Think you could get all 10 questions correct? €2,000 is sitting there. It's waiting to be in your bank account. So message us the word tricky now to get on 087-711-1038.
You can do it. I believe in you.
You just have to put your back into it.
Absolutely. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
You can do it, but you, I think back into it. I think that's it.
Okay.
That's it. I well, think just
I believe
it.
You could do it. You could put your back into it.
Olivia Rodrigo's Drop Dead. Now it's Spin. We need your help with something that is quite large on the scale of things on Fully Charged, because things might change around here forever.
Do you know what? It's funny. We don't, and this is sound bad. I don't mean it to sound bad. We don't actually need your help. But we want to have your say, because you are as much part of this show as we are.
That's the cheesiest thing you've ever said, but so true.
Thank you very much.
So true. So look, the long and short of this is that we have moved to a new studio. Cool.
Boring.
Boring. Who cares? What is interesting about this new studio is that the system that we use to make phone calls to you for competitions, for chats, whatever, it's very modern.
It is very modern.
And we have discovered a little blip in the system, which means that the standard rings... This. That standard ring, would you believe, can be edited.
It's customizable.
You can put your own unique sound to replace the sound of a phone ringing. And we just think that there is potential for a lot of fun with this.
There is. But now think about this before we go mad. There is also potential to really annoy people.
And we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
okay.
what I mean? Because you could pick a sound. So that's basically what we're saying to you this morning, by the way. You can pick a sound, if you have a sound, that you would like to edit us. So for us to edit into the phone. For that, what... That I can't speak.
I know
for the
what
noise when we ring people out. That's what the noise will be.
The thing about it is, right, we do the shortest quiz on a Friday. We ring a lot of people. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of rings involved in that. So it needs to be a sound that's nice to listen to. I'm not going to lie to you. When I learned that this was an option, I was like, I wish I could do this on my own personal phone. I don't love the sound
of
the rings.
But in fairness, like when you go to another country, sometimes it's beep.
True.
Beep.
Yeah, or if you're ringing your, like I'd be ringing my dad when he's in Spain and it's a big, long solo ring. Yeah. I don't personally, like as just general, love this. It kind of stresses me out waiting for someone. I don't know, I don't like it.
It's not nice.
No, it's not nice.
And the fact that it's customizable is huge news.
It's very interesting. So if you have a sound, maybe you could send us a voice note or something. It could be like a something fun you can do with your tongue. Voice note us, okay? It could become the new Fully Charged rings, okay? Or maybe there's a sound on TikTok or a sound from a song or just a sound that exists in the world that you're aware of.
Could be even a little ASMR.
Yeah. Dave and his bottle, that's lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
If there's a sound that exists somewhere in the world, tell us what it is. We'll track it down and we'll demo it for you and you can decide. We'll put together a shortlist. Okay, I'm going to start. I don't know how this is going to go down now. I'm going to start with this. I've been watching a lot of Clarkson's Farm. It's one of my favourite shows and I have just got such lovely chilled out vibes from watching this show. There is a particular animal on Clarkson's Farm that is my favourite animal and that is the goat.
Oh my god.
I think our new Fully Charged ringtones could be goats.
That would make me laugh every time.
I think so too. I think it's a lot of fun. Dave, do you have something?
Mine's boring compared to that. Mine's really boring. I went stupid. Okay, so I do want to go something creative first, but I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Right? What I wanted to do is there's a radio show I really, really enjoy, but there's two messers on it, right? And when the phone rings, they both of them go, "It's ringing."
Mm.
And I really wanted that to be the rings of Ray and JP going, "It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing."
Ah,
I thought that'd be really funny, but I couldn't find it. So what I've decided to do is go the gamer route. And I love Mario. And there's a lot of sound effects in Mario that could work really, really well, including this one.
Okay, so if we were making a phone call, it would sound different, obviously.
I've doubled that and made it into like a ringtone. So have a listen.
I like it. like it?
It's very similar to the ring that we actually already have.
Yeah.
But it's just a little bit different. It's eight bits.
A little bit more gamery. Okay, so look, I'm going for this, right? Dave is going for this. So stupid,
it's
I love
lovely.
It. We need your help. Outshine us and become the person who has decided on the new sound for the rings on this show.
Yeah, get creative.
Imagine how boring they are going to become within no time at all. I'm like, ew,
we're going to be the
weird
only radio
rings.
Show in the world that has different rings. So listen, that's what we want you to do. We want you to get creative and we want you to think of a certain sound that you really would like to customise our rings to. 087-711-1038.
Well, come up with a certificate of 4 years or something. Yeah. Like something that is like, this is legitimately you that
you
came up with this new sound.
Just WhatsApp us the noise if you want.
Mm.
Or what's the...
There'll be some kind of skibbity now or something, won't there? Skibbity, skibbity, skibbity.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Okay, thank God. Sorry about that. I sound so old. Get in touch. It's Jonas Blue and Girl on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona Gorlo.
Which is funny because I was thinking for this, like something Despicable Me Minions-y or something.
True. Gorlo. If you've just joined, basically we found a little bit of a glitch in the system. We've moved to a new studio, but what we've realised is the kind of upgraded phone system that we use when we ring out. So when we make a call to you to get you on the show, the
like
standard
that.
Ring that you know, we've realised that that can be edited and manipulated to be a sound of our choice. Uh-huh. So
it could be anything. It's customisable.
Anything. So obviously we want to put it out to you listening and for you to send us in a voice note, send us a sound that you like, send us a sound that you make up yourself or something that exists in the world that we could potentially use as our new rings on the show. It's very exciting.
Very cool.
Michelle was on.
You should use the old Skype, you know, the like...
Oh yeah.
I had to explain, it's like the... You know the noise yeah. Skype used to make when you were ringing them? Just to bring like back the nostalgia of like having to make Skype calls to people for like Teams or Zoom or a thing. It was Skype.
Yeah, Skype was much more pleasant sound as well, wasn't it? If
it
I remember correctly.
Very calming.
Yeah, this was it.
The only thing I will say about this, right, is that if we were to change our ringtone to that,
yeah,
people will think we're ringing people on Skype.
That's true.
And other radio stations would be like, Emma, Dave and Fiona are using Skype to ring people. Are they
archaic.
In 2014?
It's definitely better than this, though. Like, that sucks now.
That Skype ring is
now
lovely.
That I know this is going to be a thing of the past, I'm like, ew, I'm so sick of them. Get in touch. Send us a voice note if there is something, as we say, maybe to sound on TikTok. Maybe it's just something in the world that you think is a pleasant sound on the ear. Send it over to us. We'll find it. We'll put it to a shortlist and decide on the new fully charged rings before 9. And you know the classic phone line system? It's a little bit like... Obviously, a lot of people wouldn't make calls in this way, but it's like it's online, and we give you a call, and we all know what rings sound like.
That's what they sound like.
Mm. We've discovered that on this new system, we can edit rings.
Those
to
rings
sound to be whatever we want.
We can get rid of them and put something else. It's customizable.
It's like, incredibly exciting.
It's so cool.
It is so cool.
It's a blank canvas, people.
I think Apple and all need to get involved in this because actually, I don't really love the sound of a ring when I'm making a call myself. I'm like, ugh.
I think it'd be really interesting to be able to change it on your iPhone or your Android. You probably can on an Android, to be fair.
So look, we're coming up with some of sounds that we think could replace them for this show going forward into the future, and we want your suggestions as well. I'm going for this. I've been watching a lot of Clarkson's Farm at the moment, and I'm a big fan of his goats, and goat sounds are actually quite funny.
That
and
was cute.
Jeremy Clarkson seems to enjoy them a lot as well, so they're in my mind. Dave has gone for this from Mario.
I just think it's fun. I just think it's neat.
Michelle was in touch as well. She wanted the old school Skype sound.
Oh yeah. That's kind of a winner for me so far.
It's very relaxing. This person's got in touch too.
There was a program years ago my daughter used to watch. It was called Wonder Pets, I think.
Okay.
There was a part in it where the phone used to ring because it was an animal in trouble. But if you look it up and have a listen to it, it's kind of going, hey, the phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing.
Oh my God.
The phone will be right there.
I love it. We can all just sing along every time the phone is ringing.
That's the same, I'm pretty sure, the same show as the What's an iceberg? Do you remember that sound?
It's a penguin.
What's an iceberg?
A new listicle. I don't know what that is.
It was a huge sound
like
on
five
TikTok.
5 years ago, yeah.
Josh was in touch with this suggestion.
Wahar. Wahar.
What's that from?
That's his whole suggestion is
that's
Wahar.
Just him.
Wahar?
Wahar.
He's just making a noise.
Go on, Josh, you mad thing. Go on, play it again.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wahar. Wahar.
Do you know what, Josh? Why not? It's Wahar. In the mix. Wahar.
It is in the mix.
Ian was on to us too.
There's a iconic sound effect that's been used in hundreds of movies down through the years. It's called the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, yes.
If you could get a sound bite for that, that would be my suggestion.
I don't want that.
No. That's very scary.
Can we not put that in the mix, please?
Spooky. Eamon was onto us as well.
Has to be the song from the countdown clock.
Oh, yeah.
On the TV show Countdown. That'd just be gas.
That's the entire ring. And if they don't answer,
we move on.
We have to move on.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Diddle-doo, boo.
Oh no, let's just enjoy this. There's
imagine
no bills
we were
to
like,
go.
Give someone a ring and that's what you hear.
I'm kind of a fan of that and it's so nostalgic as well. I love the end bit where it goes doodle 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 doom. Standing by there is John. What do you think we should do here, John?
It could get annoying pretty quick, but maybe Trump goes ring ring.
Go on, give that again, your best Trump impression. We could use you doing it. Go for it there.
A ring ring. A ring ring.
A ring ring. A ring ring. Wow, ring.
There's ring, obviously that other Trump noise that's done the rounds before of like is bing, bong, yeah. Bing, bing, bong, bong.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's like he's, I don't know.
I love that.
It's
though.
Like a compilation
that
video
could be
of
the
him
noise
saying
for
it all
when
the time.
We're dialing in the number.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bong.
Bong. Well, yeah, totally.
Ring ring is amazing, John, and I love that. I think it could get annoying very quickly, but there will always be new listeners and there will always be people who have never heard it. So
yeah,
I
think it's funny as hell. Thank you so much for that, John.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, John. Great guy, John.
Callum was just having a look there for Trump saying the ring, ring. We can't seem to find it, but we did get the bing bongs.
Oh,
this
we?
Is them, Dave.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
I
bing,
love
bing,
it.
Bong, bong, bing, bing.
I love it so much. Bing, I love it more
bong,
than anything.
Bong, bing, bing, bing.
Bing bong bong bing bing
bong bong bing bing bing.
That's what incredible. Do we think? Okay, we need to put our heads together on this. We need to come up with a shortlist. We're going to do that in a sec.
Part of me is like, I don't want to do a vote. I just want Trump.
Yeah. One more time.
Bing bing bong bong bing bing bing.
I think it's so good.
Bing bong so bong good. Bing bing bing.
Do you know what? Here is what we'll do. Instead of putting it to a vote, because I'm going to throw my weight here and I'm going to say I want this.
Yeah.
If you don't want Trump, tell us.
Yeah.
If you do want Trump, it's fine.
Really? Are you sure not the goat?
I think the Trump one is just so funny.
Okay, yeah. okay. Let us know what you think. Okay, so what were we saying here to get a vote in? You're saying if you don't want Trump, make it known to us now, yeah?
Yeah, tell us no Trump.
But bear in mind, this could get annoying after a while.
We don't do rings a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Ring someone there, Trump noise.
Okay, imagine. Hey, we're calling you now. We want to get you on for the Turkey 10 this morning.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
It's so good.
It's so
bing,
good.
Bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
If you don't want that, make it known to us right now. Someone did just bring up, it was John, Trump saying, ring, 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 ring. We couldn't find that, but we did come across him doing the bing, bong.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong.
It's hilarious.
Bing, bing, bing.
Dave and Callum were particularly excited about that one being just the deciding vote. But we did say, look, if you don't want that, let yourself be known. And we have had a few messages saying, no, not that.
Really?
Okay? So here's what we're going to do. We'll go back to a classic vote and we'll put this on Instagram a little bit later on today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you will get to decide on which will be the going forward official Fully Charged ringtone.
Oh my God.
So the shortlist.
It's not a ringtone though.
Ringtone is the wrong word.
It's the rings.
Rings,
yeah.
The rings, not a ringtone. You get me. So this is what I'm pitching. It'll be on the shortlist. They're goats.
So that's what you'd hear every time you went to ring someone.
I love it.
It would get very old very quickly.
Dave has gone for?
I've gone for this.
What's it from again, sorry?
Mario.
Mario. And that would be in the shortlist.
Like
as Dave's option. Now, Michelle was in touch. She wants to get nostalgic with the old school Skype sound.
That'll
also be up there as an option. And finally, of course, it has to be in there. We'll have majority rules on this. On the Trump bing bongs.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing.
You guys, you guys really enjoy this.
I want it so bad.
Okay, look, the shortlist will go live on Instagram a little bit later on. Keep your eyes peeled. Have your say on the future of this show, and we will reveal the results tomorrow. Turning off the Naughty Threesome, Sophie Ellis-Bexter and Murder on the Dance Floor. And you know what's gas? There's probably people listening who think that song... What are you talking about? That's not from the Naughties. That song was released 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It got such a big resurgence on the back of Saltburn. But no, that song was released fado.
How what right was I? Jai Ho,
yeah,
and Murder on the Dance Floor are two of the greatest songs ever written, ever released.
You can't argue with that, Callum.
A divisive Naughty Threesome because of your comments there. Rob said, Dave, this morning, seriously, give your head a shake. You have terrible taste in music. But then, to counteract that, Lauren message saying, dare I say, one of the best Naughty Threesomes
I
ever.
I think so too. I did once have an ex-girlfriend tell me that I have the music tastes of a 14-year-old girl. And I would agree that that's not terrible, but it's just that is my preference.
Embrace it. I'm a true pop princess through and through, and I will happily say
I'm
that.
The opposite of those two, you two guys normally, but I did enjoy that thoroughly. The Naughty Threesome back with us tomorrow morning after 9. And again, each and every day with Steve K at 3.
Tricky. I do enjoy how people can tell me that I have a terrible taste in music. I enjoy that I have that comfortability with
people. I just love that people can tell us anything, like, I'm at the State of You today, you know what I mean? Hack you.
That's just me. Yeah.
Standing by to take on the Tricky 10 this morning is Emer. What is the plan for you today?
I'm working.
What do you do?
I'm a social care worker.
Do you find just work and everything at the moment is just, everything is just so much better with this weather, or are you a little bit fed up of it?
No. Loving I want it to last till September.
Yeah.
The exact same.
As long
I love
as
it so
possible.
Much. There's something about waking up, opening the curtains, and seeing that.
It's really
it
good for the old noggin.
So much better. And I just know winter's coming. Winter is coming very soon, and that's going to depress me. Emer, on the Tricky 10, how do you get on when you take it on? What's the highest score you've ever gotten while playing along in the car or wherever you were?
I played at 8 o'clock and I only got one right. I'm not very hopeful.
That's actually, I'm delighted for a player after 8 because she found it tough as well. She only got a 2 on the board. So it just goes to show the questions maybe just in that particular case were a little bit tough. But normally as a whole, would you do better than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was very tough.
It was tough in fairness. Well, hopefully your question suits you a little bit better, Emer. Right, here we go.
All right, 55 seconds going on the clock now. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions, and we know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess, Emer. It could score you another point on the door. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, that Ryanair flight voucher could be all yours. If you get the 10 correct this morning, you'll win €2,000 on the spot. What's your vibe? Have you got 1 to 10 written down in front of you, or are you going to not do that method?
Oh no, I have 1 to 10 written down in front of me.
And you're going to tick them off, are you?
I am.
Where are you? In the kitchen? Are you at home somewhere? In bedroom?
I'm in the car. I'm just about to go into work.
Okay, so you've written down in the car. Interesting.
Oh yeah, what did you write them down on, Emer?
A napkin.
That's so cute.
Legend. That's adorable.
I love that.
Okay, listen, wishing you the very best.
I'm hoping your pen doesn't mess up and it like runs out of ink and you're like scratching the napkin or anything. All right, Emer, here we go. The Tricky 10. Deep breath in. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The perfume launched by Coco Chanel in the 1920s is called number what?
5.
You were a bad dancer. How many left feet are you said to have?
2.
How many women's FIFA World Cup have Ireland qualified for?
1.
The lamp gave how many wishes to Aladdin?
3.
What is 1 times 2 times 3?
6.
How many people make up JLS?
4.
Lionel Messi has scored how many goals for Argentina this World Cup?
7.
The Deathly Hallows was what number book of the Harry Potter series?
10.
If you hit a spare in bowling, how many pins have you knocked down in 2 attempts?
9.
The 2009 sci-fi film where aliens were nicknamed prawns was called District what?
8.
Alright, Emer, how do you think you got on?
I'd say maybe 2 or 3 right.
Two or three right.
Okay, did you find them tough, and how did you feel kind of like taking it on versus in this way rather than just listening along on the radio and playing along yourself?
It's a little hard.
It is a little harder. Okay. Now, I'll tell you this, right? I always cover the answers to the questions when I'm reading the questions in case I accidentally give an answer. Mm-hmm. So I cover them up. So I have no idea how Emer got along. From what I was hearing it sounded good, but it's hard to concentrate on her answers and reading the question.
Yeah.
So I think you did well, Emer, but let's find out.
Score to beat at the moment as it stands is Sylvia shot the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 52.18 seconds. Have you done better?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Hey! A score of six, Emer.
Well, done. You did it. Well done. Just the four caught you. And you know what I noticed there? Anyone else agree with me? I saw the negative side of writing down 1 to 10.
Yes.
Here's why. You got the first six answers correct, Emer. You were spot on. Okay.
Yeah.
Then with the Lionel Messi question, how many goals for Argentina has he scored in the World Cup so far? You said 7. The answer was 8. Even though the next book, the Harry Potter's Deadly Hallows series, you wouldn't give the number 7 again.
Because you already ticked it off.
You already used it. You get me? But we needed a 7 for that answer. The spare and bowling, just the last, you clearly looked down and saw 8, 7, 10 and 9 left. And just missed jumble them and wouldn't repeat. So maybe that's the downside of using that method. But hey, it still scored you a 6 and you're top the leaderboard. So well done.
Emer, well done.
Brilliant.
You're in the running for that flight voucher. Have a fantastic day and week.
I will. Thanks so much, guys.
See you later. Just in case those questions ever appear again, it's probably worth just going through them because there's only a certain amount of questions in producer Callum's archive. The Deathly Hallows was actually the 7th book of the Harry Potter series. If he had a spare in bowling, you would knock 10 in 2 attempts. And the 2009 sci-fi film where aliens were nicknamed Prawns was called District 9 rather than
8. I've never
8.
Seen that.
Neither have I, actually, but hey, it's a movie with a name, so it'll probably feature... it's a movie with a number between 1 and 10 in its title.
It might feature again.
You just never know.
Odds are.
Do you want to play tomorrow? Well, message us right now. The word tricky, 087-711-1038. There's €2,000 sitting there, dying for a new home in your bank account and spent and splashed wherever you like.
Lovely. Some interesting news from the last couple of hours. Netflix has announced a new Monopoly reality competition series.
Oh!
So 12 contestants are going to compete for a prize amount of $2 million.
That's nice.
They're really upping the prize amount. I feel like, do you know who changed the game?
Who?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He changed the game when it came to this kind of thing.
He did. I loved his show. We ended up watching it on Prime, was it?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Was that the Squid Games? Quid Games. Beast Games.
But I think as well, like you said, I was thinking of Squid Games because they did the reality show version of that. And actually, when you think of it, it's kind of mad that we've gotten to 2026 without a reality version of Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's right there.
That is true. Yeah. The show is going to take place on obviously a life-size Monopoly Town Square.
Imagine being thrown into jail. You'd be so fuming.
It would be kind of funny though, where players must earn money, buy properties, negotiate deals, build houses and hotels, and avoid bankruptcy. Obviously,
I'm so locked in.
It actually does sound like something I'd watch. Mm. Obviously, like, the board game strategy is going to be at the heart of the competition. Contestants are going to need to manage their finances carefully. They're going to strike beneficial agreements with other players, decide when to take risks. I think when you're on a real life Monopoly board game, it's going to become a little bit more difficult.
It's
you're
quite.
Be like, will I buy a hotel? And
what's it called? My brain's just not working. I apologise. The game Alan Sugar. What's that called?
The Apprentice.
It's a little bit of The Apprentice-y, isn't it? Sounds like it. Negotiating deals, making money, going out trying to pitch and sell.
Fair enough.
Buy.
Players who go bankrupt are obviously going to be eliminated one by one until one competitor remains who will take home the entire $2 million prize. So the show is going to also include familiar Monopoly things like going to jail, although Netflix jokingly notes that the get out of jail free card comes with the prize. Mm. So Netflix has opened casting to the public, which is interesting, allowing fans to audition for one of the 12 places. So there's only 12 places on the show. So that is going to whittle it down something serious. Now, when they did Squid Games,
there was hundreds of people at the beginning.
There was 100. There was 500 players, 460.
Yes, it was 400 and something, like, true to the actual show.
The actual thing. But they were all characters.
Yeah.
I loved
them.
They
were real characters. Do you remember Eric Roberts was on there?
Yeah.
That was nuts.
They were cast
He
so
did
well.
Really well as well.
Remember the guy and his mom? I remember them so well, that duo. They were brilliant.
That was crazy. I never watched the second season. It wasn't advertised that
no,
much.
No, it was still very good though.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I really like it.
There was some real villains in season 1. And that's what I'm kind of hoping for this Monopoly TV show. The series is basically being produced by the same company that did Squid Games.
Oh, brilliant.
The Squid Game, the challenge, obviously, is not obviously the South Korean drama. And and The Circle, which I know some of our friends have liked, but I've never watched it.
I loved The Circle.
Did you? I never watched it.
I went through a phase of it during COVID, yeah. It's really good. It's I don't think I see much of The Circle anymore, but some of the seasons were great.
It was cancelled a few years ago.
Shame.
But it's just been renewed. That's just been renewed by Hulu.
Really?
So that'll be on Disney Plus in a couple of years.
Do you know if it's the US one or the...
It's the American one.
I love the UK one. Yeah, okay.
So it's also alongside Hasbro Entertainment, who own Monopoly.
Brilliant.
So that's kind of interesting that they'll have some say, and they'll definitely have a huge budget. So it's scheduled to premiere in autumn 2027. It forms part of Netflix's growing lineup of reality competitions.
I love it. I think it's an absolutely perfect idea. As I said, it's surprising now. You're like, obviously, that's a great idea for a reality
TV
show.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Now, obviously, they're trying to do well-known games and things like that for Netflix. So I was thinking I'd love to help Netflix out, because if anything, if something I've always said is Netflix needs more money.
Yeah.
So I would like to gift them some ideas, right? Now, they did this a few years ago, but it was with Yanks, so it wasn't great. The Floor is Lava.
Oh, okay.
Not a board game, I know, but I just think it would be really, really good. Yeah. And I would like to do it in like Ireland, England, that kind of vibe. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mousetrap. But make it like the show that Richard Hammond presented, Total Wipeout.
Oh, very good.
And make it like a huge thing, and you have to kind of get out your...
That has the big jail at the end as well, doesn't it? And you flip across things.
Cluedo would obviously kind of be boring. It would just be a murder mystery, but it could be fun as well at the same time. And then chess, but like in Harry Potter in the Philosopher's Stone when they play wizard's chess.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
If I make this move...
My move, the king will take me, and you're free to check the king. Run now!
What were you
saying? What is it?
Callum, you're such a fan of Buckaroo as well, aren't you?
Buckaroo would be funny.
He's going to sacrifice himself. You've let me off now.
I'm sorry.
So do you know what I know? Buckaroo would be a great show.
Yeah,
great
on crack. A donkey.
Yeah, but a fake donkey. You wouldn't actually do it to a real donkey.
No, you would do a real one, but he'd be all right.
Would he? Yeah. Okay. I was thinking as well for the Monopoly game board, you know, like the way you probably have to move around the town, like I'll stand on the back of a fake penguin. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Or what are the other moving parts? There was
the
ship.
The hat, the shoe.
A dog.
The weird wheelbarrow.
Yes.
You'd be fuming if you got the duck.
What did you always go for in Monopoly?
I was always dying for the dog.
Were you?
I wanted the dog.
I always wanted the hat.
Did you?
I don't know why. It just made it made me feel fancy.
I'm really looking forward to that show, you know. I think I'll be glued.
Autumn 2027.
We're on Spin. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
Dave, let's be clear. I've said hello, how are you this morning at 6:10. When I say how are you, I'm talking to you listening, not you.
I am listening though. I will always end up like, morning, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine, how are you?
All this week on the show, we're teaming up with three. We want to give you the prize of a lifetime with tickets for you and a friend to Electric Picnic and so much more.
Yeah, so over the next few weeks, three are going to be hiding some of their Money Can't Buy Electric Picnic golden tickets online for you to win. But we want to get you sorted with the very first one, and the prize is... Sick.
Unbelievable. Not only your 2 weekend passes for EP with your very own luxury teepee, but side of stage views for an artist of your choice
plus
as well.
All the benefits three customers normally get, like access to the three charge and chill lounge and loads of festival merch too. Plus, we're going to sort you out with your spending money across the weekend.
Very quickly, I'd just like to say that I've changed my mind, because yesterday I said I'd like to be side of stage to watch CMAT and her very sexy band, and they are very sexy, and I'd like to see them.
You've thought of someone cooler?
I have. Well, just more interesting maybe, because Gorillaz.
Gorillaz, I knew you were going to say Gorillaz. Yeah.
Normally they're anime.
Yeah, they don't exist.
How does that work?
I know.
I want to see that.
I'd imagine it's probably like going back side of stage to see Dustin.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just arms.
Naturally, everybody wants to be at EP, including Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you both?
We're good. What are you up to for the day, Nicole?
Working from home, yes. Just chilling with the puppy.
What do you do for work?
I'm a solicitor.
Very nice. And what is your puppy's name?
Lenny.
Lenny is such a great name.
That's a great name. What type of dog is he, and how old is he?
He is 9 months, and he's a miniature dachshund.
Oh, I love it. A little sausage dog, is it?
He is.
What's
a
dachshund rather than a dachshund?
It's the same thing.
They're the same.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Very cute.
It's all down to pronunciation or whoever you decide to pronounce it.
I don't think
Lenny will mind either way. All right, Nicole.
And I change my mind every day too.
Yeah. Dachshund. All right, Nicole, you heard that clip. Let's hear it one more time.
Mm. I just want to be part of your family.
Right, Nicole, two words are empty. They're missing out of that clip. What are the words missing?
Let go.
Let go.
Let's check in.
Yay! Hell yeah, Nicole. Well done.
Now, Nicole, if you won the electric picnic prize, would you be sad to leave Lenny behind?
I'd have to find a dog sitter.
Yeah, you would.
You would.
Congratulations, you've won that €100. You're in the draw to win the massive EP Golden Ticket, all but thanks to Tree. So here's what's going to happen, okay?
Thanks,
just keep this in mind, because on Friday morning, just after 10 a.m, your phone could ring and a girl, she's very lovely, her name is Leanne, she's going to be making the lucky call back. And if it is Leanne that's calling you, you have to answer the phone with this particular phrase.
Skip to the best bit. All right, if you say hello, Nicole, Leanne will hang up, okay? She's way meaner than us. Okay. So you got to write it down, keep it safe, remember it. If your phone rings on Friday after 10 a.m, you have to answer it with skip to the best bit.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, skip to the best bit. If you don't say that, we'll move on to the next caller.
So you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So skip to the best bit, write that down, keep it safe. And if you get a phone call on Friday after 10, answer it with that. Nicole, have a fantastic rest of your week.
Best of luck with
Friday, guys. You too.
And our love to Lenny.
Thanks. He says his love to you too.
Yes.
Bye.
Good luck, Nicole.
Thanks, bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, so another chance for you to qualify with us tomorrow on the show and with Michaela. She is coming. She's here at 10 o'clock this morning.
They trusted Michaela with this competition. That's class. Fair play, man. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.